all that you have at the moment you've attracted by the person you are. If you will change yourself, everything else will change for you. You don't have to change what's outside. All you've got to change is what's inside. Don't wish it were easier. Wish that you were better. Don't wish for fewer problems. Wish for more skills. It's not what happens in the world that determines the major part of your future. What happens, happens to us all. The key is what you do about it. Life is the struggle to keep death at a respectable distance. Would there be life without death? Death seems to want to move in prematurely, and you've got to push it back to live as long as you possibly can. Illness is out to push your health into a small corner. You've got to make sure that your health regimens are out to push your illnesses into a small corner. Life will give you some pretty big challenges, but unless you practice on the small ones and master those, you don't have a chance on the major ones. If you lost everything tomorrow and you were gathering all the courage to try again, it would take a lot of self-appreciation. You need to know in your heart and mind that you have the skills, the talent, and the strength to do it one more time. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, no matter how large or how small. You have to approach the situation rationally and figure out how to bounce back from your loss. Children who grow up in the unfortunate circumstances of poverty, abuse, or neglect, and later become successful, are known as dandelion children. If they can succeed and prosper amidst terrible conditions, they can grow anywhere. It's important to be more like a dandelion child, to be able to grow and prosper and succeed despite our current conditions and losses, to be resilient. A resilient person won't give up. A resilient person will, in spite of all obstacles and setbacks, keep doing it until everything is back on track. I've got a good question for you. Is the best you can do all you can do? Strangely enough, the answer is no. Imagine dropping to the floor right now and doing as many push-ups as you possibly can. And let's say for some reason you haven't been doing any push-ups lately, so the best you can do is 5. But is 5 all you can ever do? The answer is no. If you rest a little, you can do 5 more. And if you rest a little more, you can do 5 more. How did we get from 5 to 15? It's a miracle. If you continue that pattern, is it possible to get up to 50 push-ups? It's all a matter of discipline, and it begins with one simple step, doing what you can. Once you have done that, you can keep working to bring your best to a higher level. Each time you complete an activity and take a rest, you're preparing yourself for an even greater accomplishment. Don't rest too long, because the weeds can take over the garden. Kids have that figured out. They take rest as a necessity, not an objective. Do battle with the enemy. Do battle with your fears. Build your courage to fight what's holding you back, what's keeping you from your goals and dreams. Be courageous in your life and in your pursuit of the things you want and the person you want to become. Focus on accomplishing what's right in front of you at this moment. Ignore what's off in the distance someplace. Substitute real-time positive thinking for negative future visualization. Discipline yourself to look neither forward nor backward, and you can accomplish things you never thought you could possibly do. You can do the most remarkable things, no matter what happens. Whether or not your losses had anything to do with you, your future success has everything to do with you. People can do incredible things, unbelievable things, despite the most impossible or disastrous circumstances. Humans can turn nothing into something, disaster into success. Be grateful for your adversity. Make your failures give birth to great opportunity, not prolonged agony. The world will willingly sit by and let you wallow in your sorrows until you die broke and alone. The world doesn't care whether you choose to stop here or to go on. So you have to care. Don't settle for mere existence and self-pity. Make a commitment to excellence. The doors will open once you decide to get back on your feet and make your mark. If you don't like how something is going for you, change it. If something isn't enough, change it. If something doesn't suit you, change it. You don't ever have to be the same after today. If there is one thing to get excited about, it's your ability to make yourself do the necessary things, to get a desired result, to build the negative into success. That's true excitement. When you start responding instead of reacting to life, life will start responding to you. What is the measure of success? Results. All life asks is that we make measurable progress in reasonable time. The things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. That's the difference between success and failure, between daydreams and ambitions. Dreams are a projection of the kind of life you want to lead. When you allow your dreams to pull you forward, they unleash a creative force that can overpower everything in your way. The smallest of disciplines can thereby transform your life. The voice within us says, "Get it done." Discipline then says, "Do it now, to the best of your ability." Heed this voice always, and the habit will become instinctive. The rewards of a disciplined life are great, but they're often delayed until sometime in the future. Unfortunately, most of us would choose today's pleasure over tomorrow's fortune. You've got to really work on your consistent self-discipline on a daily basis. Otherwise, you'll find yourself distracted. Distracted by negative thoughts. Distracted by negative people. Distracted by self-doubt. Never underestimate the power of your own consistent self-discipline. Accepting responsibility is one of the highest forms of human maturity. It's not what happens in the world that determines the major part of your future. What happens, happens to us all. The key is what you do about it. Think of more ways and means to use your own wisdom, your own philosophy. Use your own attitude, your own faith, your own courage, your own commitment, your own desires, your own excitement. Whether you're on your way to achieving your goals or you've already gotten there, you'll be as happy as you make up your mind to be right now. Work on all the disciplines, small as well as large, that will improve the quality of your life.